Yes, very good. Teresa told me we were close enough, so I can start, right? Well, let's go ahead and start. And what I'd like to do is just have you to please just share your name and you're representing, your chamber, your whatever. Just so we sort of have a feel. You all probably know each other. Maybe our folks don't know all of you from the community. So if you don't mind, let's just take a minute and let's know who's in the room, if we could do that. Yes.
I'm Terry Reinhardt. I work here at the Cherokee campus, and I'm a proud center resident and Galesburg former resident.
Very good.
I'm Teresa Hogan, and I'm the outgoing executive director of the Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce. I'm going to be retiring the end of April.
She's smiling kind of big. Yeah.
All right.
And I'm Joy Perry with the Cherokee County Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, Joy. Yes.
Randy Jones. I'm with the Cherokee County Commission.
Yes. Mr. Jones.
Kay Davis with the Center City Council.
Bess Yarbrough with Center City Council.
And on our partner
foundation, Cardinal Foundation, and former faculty member here.
So. Okay, awesome. Brings lots to the table. And in walks Miss Luann. We're just introducing ourselves, and Luann's our campus director, and we appreciate you. Thank you. Let me jump back to Dean Johnson.
I'm Pam Johnson. I'm the Dean of Institutional Effectiveness Grants and Special Projects.
Good evening. I'm Joey Battles. I'm the Dean of Health Sciences.
I'm Valerie Leonard. I'm a nursing faculty here at Cherokee Campus and a parent and a Cherokee County resident.
Good afternoon, everybody. Oh, good evening. I am Reuben Desmond Mitchell. I am the show band director at Gadsden State.
Here.
I'm Kelly Davis. I'm the clinical coordinator for our nursing programs and a resident and a parent as well.
I'm Kelly's husband, Randall Davis, and I'm on the Board of Education.
Nice to meet you. Good.
I'm Kim Gregg. I work here as a nursing faculty, and I'm also a lifelong resident of Cherokee County and children. I have raised my first set that have gone through Gadsden State. And we are adopting our second set of children someday.
Hello. I'm a biology instructor here at the Cherokee County campus. And I'm president of Cherokee County as well.
I'm Terry Dean with the Cherokee County Post Herald.
I'm Brian Jones, and I work here at IT at Gadsden State.
I'm Alan Wallace. I'm the Dean of Information Technology Services and Chief Information Officer for Gadsden State.
And we have some other friends who've come in to join us. We're just introducing ourselves and citizen or otherwise.
I'm Bill Warren, and I'm the Service Manager for Tri-Green Equipment in Piedmont.
Janet Warren. I work for Protective Life Insurance Company.
Very good.
I'm Brandy Hyatt, and I'm in the PR and Marketing Department at Gadsden State.
Great. Well, I'm Kathy Murphy. I'm president at Gadsden State and honored to be the president. Thank you for coming. I know that there must have been lots of places you could be. I got confused on time. I thought we were doing 5:30, so I stood up at 5:30 and I was starting the meeting. So quickly realized that the announcement had been for 6 o'clock and not for 5:30. So. Dean Alan Smith is walking in. Dean Smith is our workforce development dean. And some of you may have joined us the other day for our groundbreaking for our 30 plus million dollar advanced manufacturing center, about 50,000 square feet. And we're so delighted about that particular facility. Dean Smith and I have both been giddy about this opportunity that we have in front of us, and it's going to be a great thing for our region, for our community, a terrific way to support this area of our state, so we're excited about that. Let me start out by telling you that I am absolutely honored to be president of Gadsden State. This is a wonderful community, and I say it every time I come, what a beautiful, beautiful part of our state this is. was not really familiar with this part of the state, being a South Alabama girl for so many years, but just a lovely part of our state. I'm so appreciative to Luann, who is the campus director, and she just is a committed, dedicated employee and has served us so well. But appreciated the relationship that we've had with our chamber and being on our campus, and we've appreciated that working relationship. I am very committed to this campus, and I'm going to repeat that. I am very dedicated to this campus. There are all kinds of conversations that are out there. I've heard everything from we're closing Cherokee's campus to you name it. And I want to just start by just boldly having that conversation with you right out of the chute. We must increase enrollment here. There's just no ifs, ands, and buts about that, and I need you to come alongside us and help us do that. I'll just share just a little bit of data with you, and I don't want to bore you with data, and I also didn't want to do any sort of presentation because that's not what this is. This is for me to just kind of share and open us up, and then to give you a voice and give you an opportunity to ask some questions. But let me just tell you a few pieces of data that I think will be important to us. And I'll just back this up to the summer of 2022. So this past summer, we had 122 students on this campus. And those 122 students took 803 credit hours. In the fall, we had 193 students, and those students took 1,247 credit hours. And this semester, spring, what we, I always call it winter, I have to be corrected, spring, right now we have 134 students on this campus taking 894 credit hours. Now you may say, so what? Well, this campus can literally, and has previously, had 500 students, I think a number that you had shared.
400.
I'm sorry, yeah. 400. But our campus here, we can accommodate many, many, many more students than we currently have. I know that one of the concerns that is expressed to us is, well, if a student could come here and take all of his or her courses, then we might be able to get our students here. That they come and take some courses here and then have to leave here and maybe go to Wallace Drive or to another campus to take maybe some of the academic courses. And that is true. The problem that we really are running into as leadership is we have an absolute declining enrollment. So I want to tell you how what I just shared with you compares over the last 5 years. We have the lowest enrollment for the fall. We had the lowest enrollment for the fall of 22 than we've had in the last 5 years. It was our second lowest credit hour production in the last 5 years, only second to 2020, the fall of 2020. We had the lowest enrollment in the spring of 2023 in the last 5 years on our campus here. And it was the lowest credit hour production in 5 years of the last five springs. We had the second lowest enrollment for the summer that we've had in the last 5 years. Again, that was second to the summer of 2020. And the second lowest credit hour production in the last 5 years. Only second to summer of 2020. And why do I say all that? Not to be ugly, but to simply say to you, if we look at the last 5 years, it almost incrementally over the last 5 years has taken a drop in enrollment and also in our credit hour production. And this is a wonderful campus. This is, let me just say it, these are the best facilities we have as a college. You can go to some of our campuses and, you know, it's not good. When the average age of our buildings is 48, 49 years old, and you come to this beautiful, beautiful location and beautiful, beautiful campus, it really saddens me that we don't have more students. we could accommodate 600 or 700 students on this campus. And we could do that by making sure that we're utilizing space well. We've just recently had a space utilization study, and guess what? Across the entire Gaston State, all campuses, our spaces are being underutilized. One thing that's going to help us is we're going to take some of those 1930 buildings down. We're going to take some of those 1940 buildings down. Now, that doesn't affect this area, but many of the campuses buildings on the East Broad campus in particular are very old. We have three buildings on schedule right now to come down: Jarvis, Darden, and Brown. So when we take those buildings out of commission, it's going to force us to utilize some of the other existing space more. And I think that's what our taxpayers want us to do. If you have buildings that are being underutilized, it costs too much money to bring them up to code, you have a handful of classes in them, I don't really think that's our best use for your resources that come out of your pockets to pay your taxes. And so we want to address our campuses and our facilities. But hands down, this is the most beautiful of what we have. These are lovely buildings, lovely facilities. But I want more people to come. We have a lot more people in this area that need an education, that need a skill set, that need the support that we can give. And I'm really, really struggling, and this is sort of confession, we'll call this confession from the president, right? I'm struggling to figure this out. We've got quality people. We have quality programs. We have a beautiful facility. How do we make ourselves more relevant in the lives of our community in this area? And that's where I really need you to come alongside us and help us think through that. Now, that may be deeper in the weeds than you wanted me to go, but what I'm saying to you is I'm committed to this campus. I'm committed to this area of our state. I want to serve and serve well. This campus is here. It's beautiful. It's ours. It's yours. Taxpayers' money, our city council folks and our county commissioners, others have put good resources into this facility. We need to use it. We need more folks sitting in seats and acquiring an education and acquiring skill sets so they can be in our community as productive citizens. And we have got to figure this out. Okay? So that's my just transparent being up front. We're all in. We're committed. We need to figure this thing out. Enrollment must increase. We're just past any other conversation. We've got to get our enrollment up. So that's my little ounce of a spill up front, and I will zip it up, and I want you to share thoughts, I want you to share ideas, you may ask me questions, not everybody will stand up and let you just go after them, but I'm going to stand right here and let you go after it. Yes, sir.
Well, so I'll say this, if we lost this campus, it would be devastating to our county, devastating. So my question is, I have a couple of questions. Mm-hmm. So one is, why is enrollment down? Mm-hmm. And two is, what can I do to help that situation?
Mm-hmm. So why is enrollment down? We really need to find more ways to even get our Cherokee County high school students to consider us as a good option for them. And Lou Ann, and I'll be happy to get this data, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but we don't have a large number of our students who graduate from the Cherokee high schools actually coming to Gadsden State. Now, maybe that's on us. Maybe we've not been out, we hadn't sold ourselves, we hadn't made ourselves relevant, we hadn't talked about the wonderful faculty and the wonderful facilities or the wonderful programs. So I'm here to learn. I'm here to try to help figure this out. What can you do? Look, if you have students that you have a connection with through ball, through church, through whatever, hey, we're here. We've got to sell this as a terrific place to come to school, because it is. We don't even have to stretch it.
I love it.
And so It's going to take our city council folks and our county commissioner folks and our chamber folks and our Gadsden. It's going to take every one of us coming on board and figuring out, because all of us have the same objective, that is for this campus to flourish.
I go way, way back. Diane Cruikshank was my dearest, dearest friend, so I know how she worked this county, she worked other counties to bring students to Gadsden State. And at that time, the campus was full because Diane knew the importance of getting local teachers, teachers from the high school that the students related to. And my husband was an English teacher here. His classes were always full and people waiting to get in. Bess was Spanish. You know, we had a girl that taught biology, and then Susan, as a Cherokee camp, you need to use local people. You need to go to the high schools, find teachers that want to come here that the kids are going to follow. And like I said, Diane went all over the place recruiting for Gadsden State.
Okay. And Diane's capacity?
I don't know what her capacity she was.
She was an advisor.
I saw her recruiting.
Dean Johnson, I'm going to ask you to take me good, just. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. You know, we're happy to utilize good instructors out there who want to come on board in some capacity with us.
We saw the building full.
Yeah.
The parking lots were full.
When give me a time frame.
Goodness, when you're this age.
About 20-something years.
No, it wasn't 20 years ago because Gary hadn't been retired that long. But maybe 10 years ago?
10 years ago.
How long?
Well, I can play off that. You know, 10 years ago, first, I'm a Gadsden State alum. Mm-hmm. Second, when I was going, because I got my sister's degree, when it was time to pursue higher education, of course, my first choice was Gadsden State here at home. So I had access to the additional maths I needed, the additional literatures, the histories, here on campus. That was 2010-ish, and it was full.
Yeah, Ann Sneed was here.
Ann Sneed was my math mm-hmm. teacher. Amy Nixon was my literature teacher. Mm-hmm. I took history year with this guy.
Not one grade.
But it was here. So, and then I have my daughter is in her second semester of her freshman year. We couldn't take any classes. So all of her classes are, they didn't have them. And that's
just to go to Wallace.
And I think scheduling too, you know, like if you took 101 in the fall, naturally you'd take 102 in the spring. And, you know, have a schedule of, I don't know, you know, just so that they don't have 101 and 102 scheduled at the same time here, you know, at the same semester.
Just looking at our scheduling.
Mm-hmm. And that would keep the kids here instead of having to go to Gadsden or wherever.
And we offer, I had that list of things that we offer
here. Do we have a recruiter now for the high schools?
Yes, they're out of Gadsden.
Mm-hmm. Well, they need somebody from Cherokee County that knows these kids to go into the schools.
They used to call
so this semester, here's what we have here. We have Biology 104, Biology 201, Biology 202, Biology 220, Computer Information Science, English 101, English 102, Humanities 101, Math 098, Math 100, Psychology 200. And then we have our nursing courses in addition to these.
Not teach like 101 and 102 the same semester. Just so that it would be a sequence, they could take it and not have to leave this area.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, we may have students needing the 101, and because there's a different cohort, we may have those needing 102 also. Mm-hmm. So far, what you've said to us is to try to look at local faculty and staff where we can, who may be able to adjunct with us, mm-hmm. and to just look at the scheduling. And I know that one of the challenges is having to go to Gadsden versus being able to take all your classes here. Again, the problem for us is, you know, it's kind of like chicken or the egg, you know, and I use this term a lot. Which comes first? Can we generate interest and begin to see a little bit of a pickup in enrollment and credit hour production to help us add some additional courses? Or you bring all these courses here, and can we sustain them? Can we get enough students to fill those classes? We offered a few classes. Luann, I think you had that sheet. We offered some courses in the last couple of semesters. Now, before she reads those, let me tell you that we probably needed more time to have said to students, hey, these courses are available. So owning that side of it from the college level, last fall, you want to start there, we were going to offer what?
Well, fall of 21 was childhood development and health information technology management.
And how many students did we have express interest in either of those?
None.
Okay. Again, now, I think it was November when we started talking about those courses and trying to get them enrolled for January. And we all know what happens in November and December. You got holidays and the distractions of that. So I don't even purport that that was enough time. But we had good PR on those, but we didn't have any interest.
What about counselors? Do you bring the high school counselors together as a group, the principals together as a group, and sell them Gadsden State? Bring the counselors. They're the ones on the front line with the students.
I'm curious how many people know about the Start Strong scholarships, which is something that our recruiters or our enrollment specialists, they have gone into all of the high schools, and we've kind of made somewhat of a big production about it and had photo opportunities with the students that have received these scholarships. But we're giving the scholarships within the school and making an announcement about it. But it'd be interesting to see the community, have they heard about this particular scholarship?
How many of you have heard of Start Strong? An opportunity where students can get 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. It's 1992 is the financial number.
They can get 6 hours, 2 3-hour courses just to get them started, tuition free. And
these are high school seniors mm-hmm. that receive it.
High school seniors.
This is the time that they would receive it.
Do the counselors know about it?
Yeah, I feel confident that they do, because I know last spring we went into the school and we took pictures of the students. Mm-hmm. So the counselors, I even spoke to the librarian. We spoke mm-hmm. to several different people, and we made that opportunity. And we also tried to build up, I guess you could call it hype, within the high school. But those were our enrollment specialists that kind of, they worked through it. They helped those students to apply for the scholarship, and then also advise them on what courses they could take.
So, Smith. Last year was the first year we rolled it out, and it's a really good thing. You get 6 hours in the fall and 6 hours in the spring if you're a high school senior. So it's essentially gets you halfway through your first year, and you're going to cover the financial cost.
The requirement is you get two, but you need to take
two. That's right.
Two.
So mm-hmm. it's buy,
you get two,
buy
two, but you need to take
yeah,
two.
Buy two, get two free. So it's about a $4,000 value. Our associate dean of enrollment personally went to every high school, met with every counselor, presented scholarships to every high school in our service area. So I know all mm-hmm. the Cherokee County schools mm-hmm. were visited. I was involved prior to Dr. Murphy's arrival with Deb Curry. We went and met yeah. with every high school principal in Cherokee County, and you know, we were in the process of doing a strategic plan. So, you know, really are trying to be ingrained and get to where we go. I'm in the technical side of things. I'm on the Cherokee County Career Tech Center Advisory Committee, and we're really plugged in as we can. And the counselors, all of them got have been, you know, brought up to speed on all of our scholarship opportunities. And I actually emailed every one of them last week as a reminder to, you know, the things that we have offered. So we're really doing our best to promote everything, and all of our recruiting and our efforts we put out there, we put it all over our social media, we put it on radio programs and TV ads where we can do that. So we're really working on getting the word out.
Do you have a young person that goes into the schools? You know, I know Chad Steed used to go into all the schools all the time. And, you know, he was dynamic with his students, you know.
Well, I will tell you that our students have said to us, let us help sell Gadsden State.
That's a good idea.
Because they can do that much better than we
can. Absolutely.
And
get a student in every high school. Just be your Gadsden State representative.
Yeah. And we have, and I will say to you, we probably underutilize those students and their willingness.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add, what we have found has been pretty effective is bringing the high school students here. You know, for years and years, and I still go to the high schools. I have an outstanding relationship with the counselors and principals, but bringing the students on campus has, to me, made a big difference. And just yesterday, we had over 40 students in the health sciences field with our career tech center come. Ms. Davis gave a presentation to them. We toured Leslie and I gave tours of the school. We even this fall had some programs. Every senior in the high schools came here. Whitney and Dean Mitchell gave a fantastic program on coming to college and the financial side of it. And again, we provided tours. I mean, we're doing everything that we can imagine to get our students here and feel comfortable coming to Gadsden State Cherokee.
One of the things that we talked about in a meeting that preceded this, our faculty senate came together in this very room, and that was, if you can get an affordable education, which you can through Gadsden State, quality instructors, quality instruction, and you can do that for $166 per credit hour, why would you go and pay $400? Mm-hmm. And we realize that that's an area where we really need to talk more to. We need to make sure, because it's one thing if the student knows from us that this is an affordable opportunity. Where that really gets relevant sometimes is how do we make sure the parents know
exactly
that? Because for the students, it's like, man, okay. But for the parent, it makes a difference if they understand.
Right.
We can help you get 2 years worth at $166 per credit hour. My daughter's just recently decided she wants to go get another master's at $465 per credit hour. And that's not bad because some of them are $500 and more in your 4-year colleges. And of course, I'm talking about a master's versus undergraduate, but it doesn't miss the mark much for the average to be $450, $500 per credit hour. $166, we got to get that word out to our parents. We're affordable. And you're looking at some terrific instructors. And we just, you know, that's a place where we need to sell ourselves to parents in addition to our students.
And not just the students, we want their parents. I work in grant programs, and we've got a new grant here. And one of the reasons we got the grant that serves our college area is Cherokee County, Calhoun County, Etowah County, Cleburne County has a large number of adults, 19 and older, with no high school diploma and nothing past high school, no award.
Right.
And we've got the Educational Opportunity Center grant that's going out looking for adults 19 and older to help them with goal setting, how to apply to college, how to apply for financial aid, and they're here on the campus. So we'd love to help not just your students, but your adults improve their quality of life. Because if they have a skill, if they have a high school diploma, if they have training beyond high school, that makes them more employable. And so that's going to then help your economics in Cherokee County not be so reliant on maybe tourism. But that gives you more qualified workers to help fuel growth in Cherokee County.
And if you may know this number, and I don't think I'm missing it much. I'll stand corrected if I've got this wrong. But if all of the Cherokee County students from all the respective high schools chose to come to Gadsden State, I think we'll graduate about 167 to 170 students in all of our Cherokee high schools. So even if we brought them all to us, y'all, we still have capacity. What does that mean? We need we need the parents, we need the adults, we need folks to come from Georgia. We'll take any and everybody, not just those who are coming out of high school, though we certainly want to support that more traditional student, but we'll also support non-traditional. We'll support them in our region. We'll support them coming across the Georgia line. We're interested in serving.
Yeah. Do we recruit in Georgia?
We do some. Do you want to add any thoughts to that? I will tell you there's a dynamic that exists. Alan, you want to add to that? I know. There's been a dynamic that existed where we only really sought to stay within our regions. And so there are 24 community colleges, and there's been this concept of everybody just supported or just focused sort of on your region, and we kind of didn't intrude into other people's territory even within the state. Maybe that's relaxing some because we offer some programs that other colleges near us may not, and likewise they may have courses we don't. And so we've gotten a little more lax with that. I shared with Lou Ann recently, I'm willing to not only get out of my office more and go visit these high school principals and these counselors and see how we serve better in this area, but as I told Lou Ann, I'm also willing to go across the Georgia line and see if we can get up with those superintendents over there and say, hey, how do we do this? And we're just across the line and we're happy to have you and receive you, and what do we do? And so we're committed to doing that. You were gonna add a thought, and you were gonna add a thought, Alan?
That was me. I believe we go into Paulding County in the Rome area.
Yeah.
There's three counties in that area that we have touted for just programs offered here at Gadsden State Cherokee.
Right. Alan?
But not for Gadsden State as a whole.
Because we have a nursing program here, someone that wants to become a nurse can go to a career center. You think about the career center like we used to call them the old unemployment office, but the Alabama Career Centers and the Georgia Career Centers, the one at home, someone can go there looking to get a career started in nursing, and that office, we do advertising up there, and they issue a contract to us to train them, and they pay their funds. So we get a good many out of Floyd County, Georgia. You know, when they do choose to go into nursing, they'll come this way. So we advertise, you know, in that capacity, because the nursing program is high wage, high demand program, and the federal government will pay for education in that.
And as you all,
sure,
I'm
sorry. When the enrollment was 400, can we look back and see where those students came from? Because they obviously were not all Cherokee County.
Yeah. And we'll see how good our archives and record keeping might be, but we can certainly try to go back and look at those times and see where those students came from, address wise, the locations.
You know, our community has talked about this before. We feel like if we had dorms, apartments, housing, whatever you want to call it, available for students here, it might would increase enrollment. There is a lack of places for people to live that might be in college. You know, by having dorms or something on this property too, it might make the campus be more of a, feel more like a college for students that come. And we've had investors in the community to talk about that for several years now to try to move forward with that. Maybe our time's getting closer to do that.
We would be very open. Again, what we'd have to do is have at least the data inform us in this process, and that is if we're at 134 students currently as of this time period, how many of those students actually need housing? Of course, the question then gets bigger, but how many would come if you had it? Mm-hmm. But, you know, at least at this juncture, we would say of those 134, Are those local? Are they coming? And many of our students in the nursing program come out of Georgia. Is that correct? Do you know that percentage coming out of Georgia? So a number of those students are coming from across the line from the nursing program. You know, the obvious question or at least a consideration here is, could we ever get our return on that investment? Could you build, and maybe if we all went together in some sort of joint venture.
Well, then we do have some investors that are building apartments there behind Kentucky Fried Chicken area.
Okay.
You know, and those are going to be nice apartments, and students could live there, families could live there. I mean, they're not restricted. They're not based on income, so they're going to be a nice addition to our community.
Do you know how many units they're building?
40 something.
Yeah.
About 45.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to be interesting over the next 2-3 years to see if that satisfies some of the need that we have. I mean, we have parents that call us with the chambers, say, you know, I need an apartment, I need something for my child to live in. Ideally, you know, it's on campus, because then you get that campus lifestyle that a lot of students.
But there's so much that would probably need to happen in front of that.
Yes, I agree.
Programs, adding these critical programs and instructors and you know, getting that piece and building the enrollment so that you could really legitimize, in terms of return on investment, the construction of that.
Yeah.
But we do have property, some property here.
Yeah.
I forget how many additional acres we have, but we have some space here. We've been in our strategic planning process, and by the way, the reason for the town halls is because we need to hear your voices. We need to hear you tell us what you're thinking, and I'm, again, so appreciative to have this time. One of the things that we're doing is called a SWOT. What are the strengths of our college? What's the weaknesses of our college? What are the opportunities of our college? And what are the threats to our college? And so I'm just going to throw that term out and say, pick one of those. Does anybody want to share a thought about a strength? Anybody want to share a thought about, hey, here's a place where y'all are weak, and look, y'all, you're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm good, you know. I can shoulder it. So if there's something that you think, boy, y'all just missed the boat. This is just a weakness. Y'all got to work on this. I'm good. So a strength, a weakness, an opportunity that you see for us that maybe we're not seeing for ourselves, threat to the college. Hey, budgets are tough. Hey, we have other community colleges near us who are very competitive, and, you know, it's every college is trying to get students. I don't care if it's a 2-year or 4-year. And by the way, many of our 4-year colleges are wanting to start to look a little bit more like 2-year colleges in terms of workforce development and career tech, and it hasn't been who they are, but they're feeling the same pressure to increase their enrollment that we all feel. And so, you know, in some ways you've got 4 years even reaching out and trying to do what we've sort of been noted for, which is workforce development, career technical support. Many colleges are struggling with enrollment, and we're here on this campus not an exception to that. Yes.
So I think one big problem is, after studying this situation prior to this meeting and after what I've heard here, I think Gadsden State, they're really doing a great job trying to reach out to the high school students and get students here. So I think one big problem is, we came from Vestavia. You came from Hoover, so you know what I'm about to say.
I do. I went ahead.
The high school graduation rate in Vestavia is 98%. The college graduation, the 4-year degree graduation rate in Vestavia is higher than in Cherokee County high school graduation rate. It's horrible.
Yeah.
So I think that we've got to do, and I can't blame, you can't really blame the school system for that. I think a lot of that goes back to the parents. So I think that, because in Vestavia, the parents encourage their children to get an education. And there again, you know that because you came from Hoover. And so, and like she brought up, a lot of our parents, they don't even have an education here. So I think we've got to come up with some kind of a strategic plan to reach the parent and encourage them to get educated and encourage them to encourage their children to get educated. So I think we need to come up with some kind of strategic plan to reach the parents.
Well said. Well said.
I agree.
You know, the day a student walks across the high school stage, assuming he or she does, right?
Right.
But the day those students walk across that stage shouldn't suddenly become unemployment day and we don't know where they went after that. And in many cases, what's happening is we have students who are graduating from high school and then we can't figure out where they are. They're not coming to Gadsden State. We're not tracking them to another 2 year. We can't figure out if they've enrolled in a 4 year. There's some pretty good tracking data and opportunities for us to follow these students. We're not finding them going to the military. We're not finding them to go to a job. It's almost like we've lost them in a mist. Mm-hmm. You know, where are our students going the night after they walk across that stage? And to the question of parents, we absolutely, as a part of our strategic plan, need to find ways that we, even though we're a college, you know, a lot of times you think about K-12 being more connected to the parents and once they've come to college, but we've got to get all up in the business in a kind way, I say that, of how we support parents and help them and how do we encourage them not only for their students, but again, as the point has been well made, how do we support them?
Yeah, because we've been looking at a 10-year study and from 2011 to 2021, the Alabama Commission on Higher Education publishes data. And for 2021, more students in a lot of our local high schools went nowhere the fall after graduation than 2 year and 4 year combined, or out of state combined.
Yep.
It's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
Yeah.
It's much worse from 2021 than it was from 2011.
And look, that can be seen when you go to a restaurant and you have to wait an extra 45 minutes because there's so few people at work.
Right.
Or the long lines that you otherwise wait in or can't get services. Somewhere, and I'm gonna go back to parents and I'm gonna tamp it down because I'll get wound up, you get me wound up. You know, where's our work ethic? Where's our commitment to be better people, better citizens, decently educated with the skill set and go out and be a productive human being? And so many businesses and industry are struggling because I don't know if COVID taught us it's okay to sit in the house and wait for the governor. I'm not sure. What happened? See, I told y'all I'd have to tamp it down for somebody. But something has happened to us. We've lost our drive. We've lost our intentionality. We are waiting for somebody to attend to us. And it's very frightening. I kid you not, this frightens me as an American citizen. What I see or what I'm not seeing in terms of the commitment of people to be productive and to get up and get with it and go to work, learn a skill, get some education, and be a contributor. You know, they're the givers and takers. We got way too many takers these days, and a lot of folks getting up giving it. Now I'm done. We'll pass the hour to play. Sorry. I'm surprised one of my people hadn't gone. They keep me in line. I'll get wound up.
Well, I think another thing I want to share with you, today we had three sets of seventh graders that came onto our campus. And I think one of the things we've got to do a better job of, and we started that process, and we've been in that process, but is planting that seed. I'm a first-generation college graduate. My parents had no idea what to do, how to help me. They wanted me to go to college, but they just didn't know what to do. And so, to me, it's the I Think I Can campaign and just trying to help these students to say, you know what, you can do this, you can go to college. But when you have parents that haven't unfortunately done this, they're sometimes not encouraging. So what can we do? And to me, it's really starting out with students in their fourth, in the fourth grade, catch them again in their seventh grade, and then again as an 11th grader, just to say, hey, you can do this. I know this is maybe not something that you can see, but you can do it. And we are trying to do that. Now, it takes a while for that to see the fruition of that, but it can happen. And definitely it's something that we're going to put more effort for.
We had hundreds of students on our campus on Friday, fourth graders. And so, yes, how do we get them on our campus and introduce them to the facility? And y'all, I just tried to infiltrate their brains. I was like, yay, and how many of y'all are coming to Gadsden State? Of course, they all went into applause. And,
you're going to have a water festival.
That's right. But I took it as an opportunity to just say, hey, aren't we grateful for teachers? Lord, if you ever wanted to just get really motivated to speak to a bunch of fourth graders, they had me so wound up. I was so excited. You know, they love their, hey, how many of us love our teachers? They hooped and hollered. I stepped up there and I said, good morning. They started hooping and hollering. I said, I'm Kathy Murphy, the president. They hooped and hollered. And, you know, they were so excited. But getting students on our campus and just being a part of who they are, you know, when kids can say, oh, I remember when we came to the water festival in the fourth grade and when we did so-and-so at the seventh grade, and then they want to come to us, perhaps. How do we do our work better? I promise you, our hearts are in the right place. We don't get it right every day, but our hearts are in the right place. If we stumble and bumble, we meant to get it right. We meant to serve you well. We just didn't. So what do you suggest to us beyond your comments already? A takeaway from me is I'm going to get with our superintendents and superintendent say, hey, can I go out to the schools? Can I, you know, have a few minutes of time with our principals and maybe I can swing by and speak to the counselors?
I suggested that to Tommy when he met with me here. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I'd be glad to go to the high schools, and I work in all the high schools and encourage, maybe.
Yes, and I make that commitment. I will reach out, we'll get out in these schools, we'll meet with these high school principals, and hey, can I speak to your counselors? And just let them know we care, we're here, and how do we work beside you and for you, for that matter.
That's what I told Tommy, that would be a good idea.
Good, so we'll certainly do that.
And I have an outreach coordinator for the Educational Opportunity Center that's based here. So if there are places she can go to try to recruit people to Educational Opportunity Center or help them, please let me know. I'll give you a card or look me up. It's Pam Johnson. But, I mean, we've seen some programs even go to the grocery store. And I'll send you to the Piggly Wiggly if you think that'll help. I will.
Student voice, student face.
Absolutely.
I want to say, to kind of play off of what Dean Johnson talked about with the Educational Opportunity Center, if you think about adults in the community or anybody that doesn't even have a high school diploma, mm-hmm. we can get through our adult education program, we can get them a GED, but we can also start them in our career tech program that's high wage, high demand while they're working on their GED, and we can pay for that. There's a scholarship program that the state sends us, and we can get them in a course or in a program that'll give them a highways, high demand job and get an industry certification within that first semester, and they're ready to go to work. Many times we have employers that work with us to allow them to work part-time at a pretty good wage while they finish their education out. So there's so many opportunities out there that are available.
Very underutilized. Just how do we help folks who meant to get that high school diploma, always thought about going back to get a GED, want to learn a skill? We're here, we're available.
And the ESC Outreach Coordinator can actually help them get enrolled
in
adult ed. And if they struggle, and she'll go in and do goal setting and things with them while they're in adult ed, but we can pay for embedded tutors in GED to help them get to that point, because maybe they struggle with the math portion. In addition to the teachers, we can get them a tutor to help them in class.
Services are available. Another suggestion. I have 6:48 and I'll say as long as you want, but other thoughts?
Is there written material that advertises the adult, that stuff you're talking about? Like, my thought is, how do you get that information to those people who need it? Like, are we maybe putting in the doctor's offices? Like, we're a medically dense community.
When we have written material, we can, get that out. Mm-hmm.
They're gonna go there, usually, mm-hmm. whether they're working or not. They're usually gonna go see a provider. And that might be an avenue to just, mm-hmm. while they're
sitting there. Get some literature out there.
Get mm-hmm. some literature out
that's
there.
That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good point.
And we have literature on the grant, too. So.
They're sitting there waiting. That would be great reading material.
Yeah. One more good one. Give us one more great idea.
I don't think PTAs are existing anymore, because I was talking to them. Sandrock about their PTA. I know Spring Garden has a very active foundation. If you could just meet with parents at the schools, something. They don't have PTAs anymore.
Yeah,
the ball fields.
Yeah, the ball fields.
Simple flowers home.
Again, it goes back to saying to students, this is just $166. So, versus saying that to a parent and showing them. So absolutely, we need to figure ways of having a better audience, time with parents, because it makes a difference to them and their wallets for sure. And brochures.
Does Gadsden State have any kind of literature that's geared more toward parents?
Not that I know of.
And maybe we could give that out.
Sure.
It hasn't. Literature, brochures, and things like that have not been a trend for probably the last 5-8 years. We almost assume that they're just going to watch a video.
Yeah,
video. They have their face in their phone about 90% of the time.
Social media.
But we could create, videos. If we thought that to be the case, and there's still low folks like me that wants to hold a pamphlet and a book and a brochure, right? I still, and so there are those places where I still think that could be relevant. But the other thing is, to his point, I wonder if we could create some of those videos and on our website, which, by the way, please go out and visit our website and offer suggestions on that too. Was it easy to navigate? Was it confusing? Could you figure out what to do? We'll take that feedback. We'll take feedback on everything we do. But to the point, mm-hmm. could we create a video for a parent?
I don't see why we couldn't.
And we could have that posted out there that says, hey, prospective parent of a child, or you're interested in Gadsden State. And then we walk through that affordability thing and the quality of instruction thing. I think that'd be a great suggestion.
And also have those students, like she said, tell their story.
Be the voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They always do a much better job than we could ever pull off. So those are good thoughts. Okay. Thank you.